Scott's Dave's Corner. Hottest thing on the street. Bonus content is a plan. And admission is free.
Hello and welcome to Dave's Corner, episode 12.
Is this the second week?
Yeah. It's been up.
Two full weeks.
James will know. Is it two?
It would be more than 2 full weeks.
I suppose
it'd be 2 weeks and two. Yeah.
Oh, well done, Einstein.
Hey, sorry.
God, you're there.
Question was asked.
I thought we'd need the calculator out to do the sums on that.
Mm.
Hey, 2 weeks. Is that a record for you? To
well,
something?
Yeah, you know, the only other one I had was my Billy Joel podcast, and that was only 12 hours. So 2 weeks, I think, you know.
We're doing well. What do you got?
I've got some feedback just before I go into Dave's Corner for today from yesterday's show with Fitzy, head of content here at Triple M.
How'd that go?
Well, I got a text. Just heard Dave's Corner, my office, bring a box. So a little concerned about that. Dan Bradley actually came in and he loved what he heard. And he said, oh, I've got a box of cassettes as well. So I said, bring them in and we'll be the judge of.
Dan also told me he's going to sue Mick for insinuating that he spewed out the front of the building this week.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't. True. That was not true. What is true, though, is today he burned his finger on a party pot.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I haven't it's told true. You this story. It's very true.
What happened? So, party. This is where Dave's Corner is heading
away.
Right now. Come on. What happened to the party pie?
He was very excited because he found some party pies and he heated them up and he might have heated it up a little bit too long. And then all of a sudden I hear, fuck, 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 fuck. And I go, what's wrong? There's a hole in his party pie and he burned his finger because he tried to test it. It was like, I offered a first aid kit and then I walked away and tried not to laugh.
Now, so Dan is the content director here at Triple M. So he's the boss on the ground running. And I saw a party pie sitting on the kitchen when I walked in today. There was a long party pie.
That's Exhibit A.
Was that it?
That is.
Yeah, don't touch that one.
Get that down to forensics. It's where all the trouble started.
I'm just saying you probably want to lay off the party pie.
Okay.
I mean,
you went too far.
What?
Too far.
Mate, what have you done?
I don't know.
He pops them like Maltesers. So
and he can take an eye out with one of his buttons.
Okay.
Oh, my David. God.
It's turned, hasn't
Rain
it?
Rain it in.
All right. Well, this is our
he
last Dave's Corner
twice,
for
twice. So.
He did. He sacked me from Nova. So that was, I've still got one up on him on that one.
All right, what's happening?
So I was just thinking, so now we're putting the pool in and we've also got maybe some renovations happening in our place soon.
Like what?
So in our ensuite, we've got a bath in there that we
I
never
know what
use.
You're doing.
What?
The Joseph Fritzl room. This is the way you roll.
No, that's not what it is. So we've got two baths in our house, which none of us bath. We shower.
Well stated, Captain Obvious.
Go on. So we thought we might take the bath out of our ensuite and make it like a big double shower or something like that. And I was telling the guys at the office about that, and they're going, oh, that's a great idea. Michaela's going, but I love a bath. She says, I'm a bath girl all
Girls
the time.
Girls love baths.
Yeah, love baths.
And James.
I'm a big bath man, but I've got a routine about how I do
this
my
This is
baths.
What I want to bring to Dave's Corner. So James, our 25-year-old senior producer who lives with his parents still, just explain to Dave's Corner your routine.
Yep. So a quick shower beforehand, which is what the Japanese do before they do onsen. Then I go into the bath.
A shower before you bath.
Yeah, just to, you want to, because you're sitting in soup. You don't want to be in
soup. That's a nice way of saying it. My bath's like the bubbling hot springs of Rotorua. No, seriously, it's like an oil slick. Yeah.
So it's a real sort of like a line of dirt
like,
all the
like
way
the
around.
Exxon Valdez run aground.
There's a bit of hair stuck in the plug as well, is there?
Have to pull pelicans out of there and clean their wings. They're just completely and utterly done.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so shower.
Remember Shoko Asahara? He was my favourite cult leader.
Right.
You may remember from the Orm sect, and he was in Japan, and he put sarin gas through all the subways. He's big.
Right.
But he's my favourite cult leader. Because what he used to do is he used to make his followers drink his dirty bathwater.
Oh, my God.
What institute a bit of that here on the program? So on Monday, guys, bring a lady.
Shower, bath.
And then a quick shower to wash the hair afterwards as well. So just a quick 1, 2, 3.
But how filthy are you?
I'm not that
to think
filthy.
You need to do that?
You're not out in the trenches or anything.
No,
just
it's just, you know.
Office worker.
Crevices. Just want clean crevices.
And when you get out,
yeah.
Do you put the towel between your legs and do the push me pull you? You
know
the
old. Don't ask that question.
You know that one?
I'm more of a hairdryer kind of guy when it comes to that scenario.
What about bullet holes? Have you ever seen bullet holes in your towel? Or?
You'd never see something like that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Underpants sunny side up on the bathroom floor. Right. Did your mum pick them up?
No, no. I've gotten to doing my own laundry of late.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Yeah.
There's a breakthrough.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've learned way too much.
Shower,
about.
Bath, shower. Yeah. Mm. Here you go.
Give it a shot.
Okay. Thanks, James.
And then with the hairdryer as well.
It's been great.